It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Wow. My phone just went crazy.
Man, I'm just like,
it's buzzing like nuts right now.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We have just been nominated for a Sports Emmy for Best Studio Show.
What?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
My name may be on it. It is a team effort.
Damn, that's awesome.
Earlier on the show, ESPN Sports Center host Scott Van Pelt. Still to come. Senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Georgia running back, James Cook. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, everybody. Hour number two of our program on the air. Frank Vogel is out as the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. Who's next? Well, Goldberg. What happens in the NBA playoffs might have something to be said about all of that. Certainly, if TJ's 76ers have a short exit, as he does not want. Oh. Certainly, if the Utah Jazz have a short exit, as they do not
there,
want.
Rich Eisen.
My top five favorite first-round NBA playoff matchups I'm looking forward to. That's coming up in hour number three. Same with James Cook, brother of Dalvin, and top prospect at the running back position from the University of Georgia Championship Bulldog Squad. He will be joining us in hour number three of the program. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on this show on NBC Sports on Peacock, NBC Sports Audio, Sirius XM Channel 85. We say hello to our terrestrial radio audience listeners or those listening on Odyssey or our podcast later on, whenever they darn well please. It's your right. We already had a chat with Scott Van Pelt, fresh back from the Masters, talking about Scottie Scheffler, where he came from. One thing I didn't ask him, I don't know if it was appropriate or not. Kid was born in New Jersey. His last name is Scheffler. Is he did a Jewish guy just win the Masters? Because I need to know that. Did a member of the tribe just win the Masters? That's what I need to know. I mean, is there going to be matzo ball soup on the Masters championship menu next year? These are all questions I need answered.
Trending, no, I think.
How do you know that? I don't know.
He said, how do you know?
You know? So... well, these are all mysteries.
You went to St. Cecilia High School.
I don't know. And he went to the University of Texas.
Personal life. Wikipedia. Scheffler is Christian.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rich.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
My dream lasted 90 seconds.
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
90 seconds it lasted, everybody. But it was great while it lasted.
Hey.
Just a thought.
You always have the memories.
Yeah, I guess Jews don't win Masters, huh?
Not yet.
I got my kids still to come. All right. Anyway, let's focus on the task at hand. If you missed Scott Van Pelt and his take on Tiger and everything else from the Masters, check out our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. Figured he's the perfect guy to talk about the subject matter that dominated my heart and mind yesterday, the passing of Dwayne Haskins at the age of 24. Way too soon. And joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show from Sports Illustrated is their senior NFL writer, the man who puts together the MMQB and is a diehard Buckeye. He is none other than Albert Breer. How are you doing, Albert?
I'm good, Rich. How are you doing?
I'm better for talking to you. I'll put it right in your lap. Who was Dwayne Haskins, Albert Breer?
I think like when and look like I think we have a tendency sometimes to in these moments, you know, kind of have a hard time, you know, wrapping your arms around exactly who a guy was. I knew him in passing. I didn't know him that well, but obviously I've got a lot of connections to people and know a lot of people well who knew him well. And so I talked to a lot of those people over the last 48 hours. And, the one thing that kind of keeps coming up is genuine, big heart. I mean, all the coaches at Ohio State, they'd all have some story of something that Dwayne did for their kid. You know, I even had, one coach had told me like he's got a jersey framed, a Haskins jersey framed in his office at home. And on the number 7, there's the normal thing like, you know, hey, coach, thanks for everything, Dwayne. And then on the bottom of the 7, it says, and say what's up to, and it's got his kids' names on it, you know, and he was just, look, there's no question when he came in the league, he had a lot of growing up to do, but, you know, he had a big heart, he was well-intentioned, he wanted to do the right thing. I kind of have a soft spot for guys like this that are that age where, you know, like, they almost sometimes have to mess up on their own to figure it out. And I think Dwayne was one of those kinds of kids that had a huge heart and wanted to do right and wanted to be great and all of those different things. But maybe it came along a little slower with him at times because he had to kind of see it for himself.
We've all been around the block here on the NFL, you and I and everyone else, and we've heard stories about guys who come out early or come out too early or need some growing up. And yep. The NFL is a very difficult fishbowl in which to mature and grow up. And, you know, and Haskins might have been that guy, but his family have been robbed of the times in which, he becomes mature. And we've seen that happen over and over and over again and maybe have immense professional success. And now we have been robbed of that. He and his family have been robbed of that, and it's just awful. I saw Ryan Day say that they're gonna honor him at the spring game that's coming up this weekend. I imagine there will be many testimonials then as well as this fall as well for Haskins.
I got a couple stories that I think can kind of encapsulate where he was going and how he wanted to get there. And, I heard this story yesterday, and it was, after the Illinois game, his redshirt freshman year. So he wasn't starting yet. And, they blown out Illinois and it was raining and windy and ugly, that night in Columbus. He got in at the end of the game and, he made a handful of errors, just was not a good night for him. And, he came out of that game and he like just felt horrible about it. So not knowing when the next time he's going to play is going to be, he went back that week and he decided to bury himself in his work. And I'm going to make sure I get this right. And I'm going to, I can't let that happen again, And so the next week was the Michigan game and he didn't know again that he was going to get in. JT Barrett was the starter. He gets hurt, and Dwayne goes in, and you know how that one played out.
He was spectacular.
Dwayne played great, and I had a coach tell me yesterday, like, we thought that was when Dwayne basically set the stage to beat out Joe Burrow in the spring and win the job and have the great 2018 that he had. And I'm telling that story because I think that the people who were closest with him felt like that was where he was in his pro career now. Like that, 2-week period was sort of a microcosm for where he was working in Pittsburgh now, where he knew he'd messed up in Washington and, he knew he had a lot of stuff to work on and he was quietly getting that work done. And trusting, that he would get the sort of result that he got all those years ago, when he quietly went to do his work after, that ugly night against Illinois. And, it's heartbreaking hearing that because, you think about young people that are lost so young, that they're lost way too early. And you think about all they had left to accomplish. And, a lot of the people who, I think really loved Dwayne felt like, he was at that point where, he was getting ready to turn the corner. He'd grown up and he got married last year and they were so hopeful for what was in front of him. I can even tell you, like with the spring game this week, they tried to get Dwayne back there a couple of weeks ago. They had a big recruiting weekend and they wanted to get him back there. And, I think he was a little, from what I understand, like he was a little sheepish about going back to Ohio State because the great relationships he had there and everything else. When he went back, he wanted to go back proudly, like he wanted to go back as a success story. And he wanted to wait until he had the sort of success in the field, that he thought he was capable of before, they brought him back and kind of had him, be one of these faces of the program, which, he's so richly deserved to be. And they were talking to him about coming to the spring game this weekend. And, it's just, it's just so sad to think about, how hopeful everybody was around him, and what great things he had to accomplish, and not just in football, but, the way he was with other people, and the smiles he put on so many people's faces. It's just, it's tough hearing those stories, Rich, because, as you kind of sort through this, I think, with people who are gone so young, you think of all that was left to accomplish. And, certainly talking to the people around Dwayne, they were all convinced that the best was in front of them.
Any idea what he was doing out on that highway? Will we know? Any idea?
Yeah, so a couple days ago, I had heard something that, he'd run out of gas on the highway. There's so much speculation out there right now. I don't know. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's the best way I can answer it, because I do think that there is, from what I understand now, I know it's out there. He was down there. Mitch Trubisky, I think, had hosted a bunch of the Steelers offensive players.
Yes.
And it's one of these passing camps to get ready for the off season program. And so, my understanding was they were up in Boca, and at least what people around him thought was that he was heading to the airport when this happened. Why he's out walking, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And again, there were those details that were coming out at the beginning. But I don't know if it was just a massive error in judgment. I'm just not sure, Rich, and I hate to speculate on what it might have been.
Albert Breer, the MMQB senior NFL reporter here on the Rich Eisen Show. So 2 weeks from the draft on Thursday, and mm-hmm. Baker Mayfield is not going anywhere until when? I mean, I got the sense.
Yeah,
I got the sense when Matt Ryan took that final seat in Indianapolis and the game of musical chairs sat Mariota in Atlanta that this was going to go past the draft, and it sure looks like it. What's the timing on this?
I think it's sort of going to come down to if Baker wants to force the issue, and I think one thing he can do to force the issue if he desires to do that. And I've said this a few different places, Rich. I think it show up to the off season program, that in itself, if you show up, that becomes a problem for the team. They just want you to go away, So maybe he shows up to the off season program and he tries to force the issue. I think this is really going to come down to Cleveland's willingness to take on money and how much money they're willing to take on, because I don't think Baker has zero value across the league. I think he's still seen as sort of a back half of the NFL starter. I don't think he's seen as this guy who only can be a backup. But the music is sort of stopped and the chairs are full. And so, if somebody was going to take him on as a reclamation project and say, okay, we're going to roll the dice on him for 1 year and he's going to be our starter, then they may be willing to pay the $18.858 million. But lacking that and seeing where the opportunity might be to come in and maybe just compete for a job, no one's willing to pay that amount of money. So as much as anything else, it's going to come down to how much money the Browns are willing to take on and then finding the right suitor for him. I don't think Carolina is very interested right now. My understanding is Detroit's not really talking about it either. Seattle over the last couple of weeks has stuck out to me as the one where if the Browns are willing to take on some of the money, then Seattle can take another swing at the quarterback position at replacing Russell Wilson by putting Baker Mayfield in a competition with Drew Lock. And remember, taking multiple swings is how they found Russell Wilson in the first place, so it sort of fit with who they are,
right,
and how they do business with that position.
Or they covet somebody in the draft, and they want to make sure that they don't. If they don't get the guy, then they'll revisit this, right? It may not just
right.
be even
and that's
if
possible big... too. And that's 100%. That's the way it works this time of year too, Rich. You know this. In a lot of cases, teams will go into the draft with needs. But as you know, the free agent market's the needs market, right? The draft's supposed to be the value market where you're not supposed to press needs. And so sometimes teams do come out of the draft with needs unfulfilled. And certainly you could see where, I mean, like Pittsburgh, for example, right? Like now you keep hearing Pittsburgh connected to Malik Willis. Let's say Malik Willis goes in front of Pittsburgh. They don't get a quarterback, but they still want to bring in somebody to compete with Mitch.
Right.
I don't know if Cleveland would trade him in division and eat money to do that. But, like, you know, maybe Pittsburgh would be the sort of team that would be set up to make that call if they come out of the draft without another quarterback.
And
I certainly see what you're saying, where getting past the draft could smoke out a few more suitors.
Yeah, and then there's Garoppolo out there, whose place on the roster appears to be affecting Deebo Samuel's Instagram account, right, after the Stephon Diggs signing. And Garoppolo's still being on the roster. That's cash they could give to Deebo and or Bosa, if not both, right? What's the deal there?
Yeah, and it sort of does work to stop up business a little bit. Like, and what the Niners could do with, you know, some more cap space, like you said, like two foundation pieces there in Bosa and Deebo, who were drafted 3 years ago, that they could take care of. The situation with Garoppolo is a little different, though. Like, I really do think Jimmy would have a starting job right now if it hadn't been for the shoulder surgery. I think somebody would have taken that swing on him. I think the issue you have now with Jimmy because of the shoulder issue is, can you count on him to be what he's been the last few years when you get to September and October? And because he's only under contract for one more year, you're by definition acquiring him for 2022. So say you're Carolina, right? Like, people's jobs are on the line in Carolina. And I do think there are people in that building that like Jimmy. Do you trade for Jimmy knowing he's going to miss the entire spring? He's not going to be throwing again until late June, early July. You know, and then even then, you may think that he's going to be okay, but that's sort of an unpredictable thing. Is he going to be full go in training camp? And you're trying to put in a new offense, right? Like with Ben McAdoo there. So there are all these things that sort of the shoulder complicates. And, you know, if everybody's fighting for their job, then it becomes a little bit more difficult to kind of wrap your head around the idea of really going all in on somebody like Jimmy. And so I think with Jimmy, it's really more than anything else, the shoulder that's complicated things. I do think that there are teams out there that look at Jimmy and say, that guy could be a really good starting quarterback for us if healthy. The problem is he's not healthy right now.
Last one for you, Albert Breer, before I send you on to this Monday. Bill Belichick hit the big 7-0 over the weekend.
How about that?
And, you know, we talk all about Brady's end game scenario for his career and Rodgers, and we focus on quarterbacks all the time. You've been around this man. You covered the team for a long time, just straight up as a beat writer, and now obviously as a national reporter. Do you think we'll ever know Belichick's plans until the last second? Like, how do you think this is going to play out when it's all said and done?
What do you call a septuagenarian? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I think, right? Like, we have two of them. We have two of them now.
Pete Carroll as well.
I don't know. That might be a first. Him and Pete Carroll. I don't know if that's ever happened before, where you got 270-something coaches in the league. I guess 70 is the 60. I don't think we're going to have advance warning. I don't think there's going to be like a Coach K style farewell tour. I don't think you're going to get any of that.
Will you get a whiff? Do you think you'll get a whiff or a hint, or it's just going to be one day? Bill's decided to step away.
I think whenever he leaves it, he's going to want to leave it in good shape. You know, one thing I can remember from covering him on the beat, and this is years ago, was like I remember, like, there were a couple of where he felt like Bill Parcells, who obviously had been his boss, had left a couple of teams in pretty rough shape, you know? And I think there was sort of this resolve that whenever he left New England, he wasn't going to do that. Like, he wasn't going to walk away from a team when it wasn't, you know, in better shape than he found it. And so, you know, I do think he's driven to prove that he can win without Brady and win at a high level without Brady. I do think he wants to leave it, whoever he's leaving it to, whether that's Bill O'Brien or Matt Patricia or whoever it is that winds up succeeding him. I think he wants to leave it in good shape, or whoever it is that's the coach after him. I do think that there's, you know, the element of it for him where he still enjoys it, you know, Rich. And I think there's that part of it where the guy, like, he loves going to work every day. It's not as hard as it used to be because the program has been established for so long. He likes the people he's working with. His kids are at work with him, which I think would, you know, I wouldn't know this yet, but I would assume is a huge thing for a guy of that age, you know, with grown kids. You know, I think he's sort of got it working now where he doesn't have to work quite as hard as he used to have to work to make things go. And now I think the last piece of it for him is repairing it and getting it back to the point, maybe not where it was before, but getting it back where he's handing something over to someone that's in really, really good shape. And, you know, I think obviously drafting Mac Jones last year was a huge part of it. But I don't think we're going to get some sort of announcement. I think the signs that you'd be looking for, if you were looking for a sign, would be that the team's winning again and that the future looks bright. I'm not sure they're quite there yet. But, you know, it does look better than it did a year ago. I think they still have a little ways to go.
Well, maybe, you know, when he's available for the off-season workout program or what have you, comes up in another week, we can get that stringer from, I guess, Vermont, who asked him twice about his New Year's resolution. We can get her out there to ask the question about his retirement plans. Maybe we should
I'm
do
sure
that.
I'm sure he'll be very illuminating if he's asked that question.
Maybe she can take the bullet for us on that, you know, to get the answer.
Yeah. That's not a bad thought, you know, Rich. I can remember there was a time when, you know, the Herald and the Globe, and this is, you know, back in like the old newspaper wars, and I've been on both sides of that one, by the way.
Yes.
I can remember there was a time when they would send in like general assignment reporters to take bullets. And
which one did you take? Did you take one?
It's a little known fact of the Boston media, the past of the Boston media. I don't think those places had the sorts of numbers to do those sorts of things anymore.
Right.
But there was a time when there were people jumping in front of the line of fire on those ones.
Did you ever take one? Did you ever take one for the team?
Oh, I've taken lots of bullets in my day. You've heard the confrontations before.
Well, I know.
I just got to the point where I stopped caring, you know? I've been in front of that firing squad today before. I mean, you are talking to the guy. You are talking to the On to Cincinnati guy. You do remember that?
That's right. You asked the question that got the famed response.
It was me and Michelle Steele, and they had just gotten blown out by the Chiefs. If you remember that on Monday night.
Oh yeah.
And I asked, "Do you think you're doing enough to? Do you think you're doing enough and acting with enough urgency to build a champion around Tom Brady?" I asked that a couple different ways, a couple different times. And sure enough, they went on to win the Super Bowl and win 3 out of the next 5 Super Bowls and play in 4 of the next 5 Super Bowls. So.
You're welcome, New England.
Yeah, thank you, Albert.
You're welcome.
I guess I got my answer.
You're welcome, New England. And I guess you won't be getting the retirement scoop from Belichick when it's all said and done because of that.
Well, we'll see. I think we're in a better place than we were then.
Oh, that's good. Fantastic. We've grown.
I'm not going to close that door. If he wants to do that for me, I wouldn't turn it away.
Well, Albert, thanks for the 2 cents on that subject and so much more. And, you know, my condolences to all of Buckeye Nation, man. I am so sorry to hear about this awful, awful, awful loss of Dwayne Haskins. And I send my best in your direction.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. And hey, I mean, I think the important thing, you know, just all the best to his friends and his family. I would point anyone to, and I tweeted this over the weekend. I would point anyone to, if you really want to know who Dwayne was, Big Ten Network did a great piece on his relationship with his little sister. It was incredible. And so, you know, anybody can find that on my Twitter feed. I'll retweet it after we get off the air here. But I think there's a good window into who he was. So, all the best in our prayers to the Haskins family and everybody who knew him.
Well said. At Albert Breer, we'll be checking that out. Thanks for the call, Albert. Greatly appreciate it.
All right, thanks, Rich.
You got it. That's Albert Breer. A little bit more on Belichick when we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show before we get to Overreaction Monday. As always, here on the program, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. You know, we had Pete Carroll on, and I mentioned him approaching 70, right? Mm-hmm. And he didn't like the question at all.
Oh, yeah, no.
His tone changed a little bit.
I don't blame him. It comes across as ageist, you know, that once you hit 70, you don't have the same want to or verve or energy. Same level of patience required in coaching, and you hit that number. It's just a number. I mean, knock on wood, I get to reach that, you know, one day. We all do.
Bill's birthday is this week, actually. He's on the 16th.
I thought it was this weekend. I overheard.
Well, he maybe had a party, but
got it.
The actual day.
Well, okay. So he's going to be 70. And I just think that, you know, him at age 70 is going to be just, if you will, a number in one of those things of where a coach has a certain record after the age of 70, in the same way that Brady holds all the records after the coach age of 40. I think Bill, I don't even know what those records would be. I don't even know what it would be. Don Shula retired in his mid-60s. So Bill's already got him after the age of 65, that's for sure. And things are set up in a trending up direction. I just was wondering at some point, like, wouldn't it be the most Belichick thing ever that one day, you know, obviously he gives a heads up to Bob Kraft, but other than that, nobody knows about it.
Yeah.
And then one day he just shows up at the facility and says, we're done. Here's the new coach here. And I'm off on, hopefully for your sake, 8 rings, 9 rings, 10 rings.
Well, it's already 8, but maybe 9.
Okay, 9, 10 rings. Yeah, you know. Yeah. And then off he goes.
Bye-bye.
And then, you know, we'll see him on the islands. I don't know, man, what that scenario is going to be.
It sounds like it's something Bill would do. Like,
it
just
won't be the Coach K. It won't be the Coach K version.
There will be no farewell tour for Bill.
Don't you think?
I can't imagine.
And we're so focused on what Brady's endgame scenario, all these other quarterbacks are. He is just as iconic, equally as iconic.
Yeah.
When it comes down to, I mean, Michael Irvin says they should rename the Lombardi Trophy.
Yeah. I mean, I got six.
Remember that there was a brief conversation. I think he was asked about it. You know, is he going to retire? And he's just like, no. He kind of looked at him and said, "What do you? Like,
why would you ask that?
Why would you ask that?
Yeah.
So, happy birthday, Bill. It's coming up this week. After tax day, I guess, huh? 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. It's a Monday. Let's get to Overreaction Monday. Chris Brockman, you've got some good ones for me, I assume.
Let's go.
Let's hit it.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays. Monday.
All right, Christopher, what do you have over there?
All right, here we go. Let's start with golf. What Scottie Scheffler did over the weekend was amazing. Leader from round two and on. He's going to win at least one more major this year. He's going to stay hot.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's not an overreaction at all. Why wouldn't he stay hot? Why wouldn't he win another one?
It doesn't happen that often where guys win two in the same year.
I thought you'd go for overreaction Monday. He's going to win the Grand Slam. I thought, now that's the overreaction right there.
That's hot. I mean,
okay.
No one's done it since the Tiger Slam in 2000.
Right. Okay. No, that's I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. Is that the only golf one that you have?
It's the only golf one.
That's good. So TJ Jefferson can start paying attention to the show again.
I've been paying attention.
No. Overreaction Monday. Sunday was actually exciting. Oh,
wow.
I guess maybe I should have said that.
Keep going. What else you got?
Okay. All right. Some basketball.
Nobody's more disinterested in golf.
He doesn't play, that's why. So if he played, I think it would be a lot
better. That's not true. I watched 3.5 hours of golf yesterday. It was on the TV.
Was it on your main TV or the second TV?
This is another conversation later on. I'm just glad that you're back.
All right, some NBA
stuff. Good to have you on the show,
NBA
TJ.
Some NBA stuff. So
you're like, wait, Lakers are going to fire their coach, and we're leading with Scottie Scheffler. All right, what else you got over there?
All right, so Boston, by winning yesterday, is the 2 seed in the East. Yeah. Now, that is significant because Brooklyn is in the 7-8 play-in matchup, so it looks like it might be Celtics-Nets first round. That will be the best round in the first round. In the NBA playoffs.
Well, I'm giving you my top five later on the program. My top five matchups I'm looking forward to most. So I'm going to defer and punt to that one and just tell you I think you are absolutely sniffing the right area code of everything right now.
And
my apologies to everyone in Cleveland, to all of my Cavs. Friends, to Grandma Gloria Glassman, wherever she is.
Triple G.
My apologies to Triple G out there in the great city of Cleveland, Ohio, where the Guardians reside. I will just basically say we're rooting for the Nets. We got to see Nets and Celtics. And then we'll just wish the Cavs good luck in the game against I'm assuming the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, Hawks Hornets. That's going to be a fun game.
By the way, Hawks Heat would be an insane first round series as well. Yeah. And I proffer to say the Heat want no piece of that. They want no piece of Trae Young in the playoffs. So I'll just say you're in the area
in
code.
Okay, great.
You're in the country code, in the area code, and maybe in the house next door.
Okay.
On that assumption.
Okay.
Okay.
Kind of a bummer heading into the playoffs. Luka has been absolutely amazing this year. If it weren't for the big man this year, he might have been MVP. Yeah, he got banged up yesterday. A little calf strain, which has him out anywhere between 3 days and 3 weeks. So I think the Jazz are going to upset the Mavs with Luka.
That's an overreaction. Let's see how Luka handles whatever he's got going on. I don't know. Does Mark Cuban have any Shark Tank money in any company that's got a hyperbaric chamber one of those boots that moves
boots,
blood around?
I don't know. The stem, all that stuff. Yeah.
Let's just hold off on the 3 week talk.
Man, I wanted an awesome Luka series, but I don't know if it's going to happen.
We'll see. We'll see. What else you got over
there? All right, we've been talking about Frank Vogel a little bit today. On today's show so far, Frank Vogel isn't to blame for the Lakers' season failure.
He's not.
He's taking the heat. He's taking the bullet, the fall guy.
He's part of it. When you're a coach of a team that is as dreadful as the Lakers have been all year, again, it takes a lot to miss the play-in tournament entirely. It takes a lot to be one of the 10 teams that's home right now.
20 make it.
Especially since you're not tanking either. I mean, look, the minute that Damian Lillard said, "I don't know if I can deal with this abdominal pain anymore. I need to go under the knife. The minute that happened, the Blazers are like, okay, how many ping pong balls can we get? The Oklahoma City Thunder, they earned sitting home right now.
Pacers.
The Pacers, Miles Turner. We haven't seen him since forever and a day.
First week of the season.
Right? So the Pacers, no, we saw him. I had him on the championship team.
Does he get a ring?
He gets a ring. The Lakers didn't, they weren't tanking. They weren't tanking. I mean, injuries had something to do with it. The roster composition. If you had to place the blame, okay, on what the Lakers' problems were, roster composition or coaching, you tell me.
I mean, it's obviously roster composition.
Obviously, if you put that as a poll question on our show, it would be 90%.
I would hope so.
It would be 90 to 10. Come on now.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know why I feel bad for the guy, but I do.
He's got a ring.
Doesn't deserve to lose his job.
Hey, man. What's the list? It's Bill Sharman, Paul Westhead, spoiler alert, mm-hmm. Pat Riley, spoiler alert, Phil Jackson, and Frank Vogel.
That's it.
List of Lakers coaches who have won NBA championships. Period.
That's true. That's a fact.
Nah, I mean, TJ's saying it's not the end of the story because the Lakers are the Lakers and they're going to get a great coach.
They are.
All right. What else, Chris?
Okay, Rich. So is it 17 days away from the
yes, sir.
From the
check
NFL
the paper,
draft?
Chris.
I know you're doing a lot of prep work.
I am.
But because it's mock draft because it's mock draft season, I Googled this morning, latest mock draft. CBS had one this morning, just updated, and in the fourth pick there was a different name than what you want, and so the Jets are gonna pass on Sauce.
And take who?
Trayvon Walker.
Yeah, I mean, look, pass rushers are pass rushers, man, and I don't think Trayvon Walker is going to be available at 4.
Really?
I think you're going to see 3 pass rushers go 1, 2, 3.
Oh, wow.
That's what I think.
That's not what this has, but that's fine.
Well, what do they have?
They have...
Who is the person?
Okay, this is CBS Sports Ryan Wilson.
Okay, Ryan
Wilson. Ryan Wilson, okay.
No relation to Zach.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
He has Ikem Ekwonu going number one.
I'm seeing that a lot.
It's absurd.
I'm seeing that a lot, Rich.
Aiden Hutchinson,
Chris,
2,
just forget
Evan
it. I don't
Neal
want to hear
3.
The rest of it. Don't okay, even Rich, bother with me.
But do you want to hear
bother.
Who he has the Giants thinking?
Why would you, if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, I know you want to tell me that the Giants wind up with Sauce, which
the
is
the Giants
entirely
wind
possible.
Up with Sauce and Kayvon Thibodeau.
That's okay. What I'm seeing.
That would be great for the Giants. That would be remarkable for the Giants, but it's not happening.
Okay.
But the it's not happening is the moves that the Jaguars made in free agency. You don't franchise tag an offensive tackle like they did and then choose an offensive tackle first overall when you've got pass rushers galore to go hunt your opponent. That ain't happening. That's absurd.
But they have Trevor Lawrence to keep him upright.
Brother, we were talking about Ekwonu being first overall when we left the combine. Then they made their moves in free agency that point bright flashing lights pass rusher. If you tell me it's not Hutchinson and they go with another pass rusher, I will believe you. If they go offensive tackle after they did everything that they've done, it would be a shocker. A shocker. And if the Jets wind up with Trayvon Walker at 4th overall because of that, I think the kid's amazing. James Cook will tell us how great these guys are.
Of course.
I mean, they wait for each other when they're done at the combine, which I would never do for you. An hour and a half they sat there waiting. Insane. What else?
All right, last one. And this might be maybe my finest overreaction yet. We're 3 games into the Major League Baseball season,
yes.
Rich. This team with World Series hopes, I mean, a guarantee from the manager, they're 1.5 back already in the West.
Yes.
This Dodgers season will once again end in disappointment.
It's not an overreaction, is it? That's what? Quick, though. That's a quick
blasted
trigger.
By the Rockies.
That's a quick trigger.
I mean,
that's a quick trigger.
Right.
No, that's a very fast trigger.
They're 1-2.
They're 1-2.
1.5 back already.
1.5 back already.
I mean, come on.
How are you going to make that up for the next 159?
I don't get it.
Hey, remember how you guys laughed at the Mets? 3-1.
That Alonzo bat flip and skip that I tweeted out because it wound up my timeline was pretty special.
Yes. Max Scherzer, I thought he was going to be out, came out and pitched the second game.
Yeah.
I thought,
yeah. How about that?
You know, baseball's back.
We're 3-1 without the GOAT. Imagine when he comes back.
Baseball's back.
Baseball's back.
That is a ridiculous overreaction. You gave me baseball. Dodger season will end in disappointment. But hey, mark it. April 11th.
I'm just saying.
I called it.
You called my shot.
Don't lose it. Same intensity. Don't lose that intensity.
I will keep it way up here.
Don't lose that 11, intensity. 11. I saw a couple things with baseball. One thing with baseball over the weekend and one thing from the USFL. They're starting to play some games, right?
Yes. Doing that? Friday night.
Did you do that?
No, we have scrimmages. And
You were setting up.
You're setting up.
But it's Friday.
Okay, very good.
Part of the squad.
Well, there's one thing the NFL should already be on. I saw it. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. That's next on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Or a terrestrial radio audience, we just showed a photograph of some man in Red Sox gear wearing a Met hat to the Yankee Red Sox game last night. What the hell?
What the hell?
By the way, kudos to our friends at the Worldwide Leader. It looks like on Sunday night, by the way, I love Cohn, but he's I'd listen to him calling games on Yes, he's great. Yeah. Eduardo Perez and Ravi, I've really enjoyed the three-man booth listening to them last night. And they mic'd up Kike Hernandez. Are they doing that now? Is that
They did it on the opener too. Braves Reds.
So part Joey of their Votto nationally. Was, yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. By the way, I love that the players are into that. And one like they asked Hernandez, man on second, what happens if the ball's hit to you? Ball was hit to him, and he's even you hear him mic'd up going, "Oh, here it is.
Here we go.
Here we go."
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
Yeah, that's cool.
Part of me was also thinking, do I want my guy mic'd up? Do I need, just focus on the game? But
they do that at Fox. We mic up a guy, usually.
I don't care.
Well, they've done it.
We don't care what you've done at Fox, do. Mike. You've got enough Emmys. Come on, man.
I mean, never enough.
Yeah. No, I know you got, but I don't remember being part of a
not
feature of every
season.
In a regular season
no,
game.
No, we do them on Saturdays.
All-star,
yeah. My apologies.
All-star game, they've done it. The World Baseball Classic.
They usually do one player.
So that's part of the Sunday night thing, huh?
On Sunday, yeah.
Okay.
Which is cool.
All right. So I enjoyed that. It's great.
I like that
anytime we get inside and players will do that, and I would love to hear them have conversations and whatever. And,
yeah, that's fun.
And call their shot maybe and make a grab and just go, hilarious. That's for you or what have you. I think Hernandez also was running off and he nominated Ozzy Albies to wear it next. Is that going to be a thing too where a player calls out another one saying,
guys?
You're next?
That's cool.
Are they on Sunday Night Baseball next week? Did Kike Hernandez even know what the next game is?
Yeah, give me a second.
Because I kind of dig that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. I know I'm asking Brockman to Google on live TV and radio, and that's just not his forte.
I can do it.
Look, that's
not
what
his
we
forte.
Do.
Is that what do we do? Google?
Well, we try to make you better. We can.
Yeah, Sunday Night Baseball is Braves Padres.
There you go. So he's nominated Ozzy Albies. I kind of dig that. It's kind of like a challenge, right?
Wouldn't that be cool if, like, every game then?
That would be great.
You play a game of tag, and, like, the next Sunday,
I thought that was
you go
great.
Such and such.
You got to really know the schedule, though.
I'm
sure
that
someone will tell you.
Well, no, they might tell him beforehand, do us a favor, and nominate somebody on the way out, way off the field. I kind of find that
the
fun.
The week after, on the 24th, it's Brewers-Phillies.
It's like a relay race,
Bryce Harper.
Get Bryce Harper
Let's
up
go.
There, Mike. Mic'd up.
Kristen Yelich, come on.
Chris, it's just like a relay.
Do you see Mike Trout hit his first home run of the season? Did you see that? It went like 19 million miles.
Of course.
See that one?
But it was the Angels, so no, it doesn't really count.
Does it make a noise? If a ball hits the rocks in Anaheim, California, does it make a noise? Hey, look, man, if Trout and Ohtani play all like 162, I know.
It'd be the greatest thing.
Oh, my God.
But they got to make the playoffs. Yeah.
Brockman, we got to go watch an Angels game sometime this season.
I mean, I'm in. The Sox are in town in June, so I'll be down there.
Okay. Yankees are coming.
We got to go do that.
I'm doing the series.
May 1st. I'm just looking ahead at all the Sunday night games now.
Late season.
May 1st is Phillies Mets.
Who do you want mic'd up for the
Alonzo,
Mets?
Alonzo.
Got to get the polar bear mic'd up, right?
Yeah, Alonzo or...
Okay. No, it's no war.
Yeah, him. It's Alonzo.
Let's get him mic'd up.
On the 8th, Dodgers-Cubs.
Who are we getting there?
So we got anybody on the Dodgers super team.
I'd take, I don't know, Freddie Freeman. I'd take Justin Turner is just great. I love when he calls in.
Yeah, he's done a great job with the mic.
Did you see, I follow Jeff Ross on Instagram. Did you see he was at the Rockies game and he zoomed in on Will Smith on the scoreboard?
Oh, gosh.
The catcher, Will Smith.
Yeah.
You got to check it out, man. He's just the greatest. The roast master.
Giants Cardinals on May 8th.
And there was another technological wrinkle that I saw. I wasn't watching USFL preseason action.
Well, we weren't on the air.
But I saw it. Why did I see this video? It hit my Twitter feed.
Did it really?
Yeah, it was on the...
Are you leaking footage, Mike?
Somebody leaked that.
Dude.
I mean, we were Friday night. I
don't know.
That.
How did it make my Twitter feed? All
did
I know
really?
Is that it was... They're using like the same technology that you see in tennis for Hawkeye technology you see in tennis, whether a ball's in or out. For the first down marker.
Yes.
I did see that,
And it's just, it's the same thing where there's a yellow line and it like, you know, it moves and twists and then the ball winds up, the shadow of the ball winds up either right on the line or right in front of it. And it's just like, not a first down. That's it.
They leaked that?
Dude, it wound up on my Twitter timeline.
And I didn't see the video. I saw a story that they're doing.
I saw that and I'm like, because there's a chip in the ball, which is something Jim Nantz talked about over a when Jim Nantz came on, it was Nantz and Deion Sanders' first ever appearance on NFL Network was at the Super Bowl in Houston in 2003 season. Because Jim was yet to call games. It was Gumbel calling the game for CBS. And it was Nantz and Deion and I forget who the other one was because the other one was Boomer and you could feel the tension of them just all sitting there and me. And Nantz was talking about a chip in the football. They got to put a chip in the football in 2004. And they've done it now in 2022. Yeah. And let's go. Although I can already see people who are of a certain mindset watching games where they're interested in more than, let's just say, who has more points than the other. And it's really a question of, what's the word you use between a point total here and a point total there?
Spread.
Ah,
spread.
That's or the margin of difference.
Yeah, of course.
They're concerned about that sort of thing.
Very much
I can just like, it's just some dude whose last name is Donaghy hitting a button. And then all of a sudden the shadow of a ball winds up before this yellow line. It's all virtual. None of it looks like a field. It looks exactly like you see in tennis.
You're just pulling a name out of a hat. That's a random name.
I'm just saying that might set somebody off.
Sure.
So you're not talking Jack Donaghy.
Yes. This is not a 30 Rock situation.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I can see that one coming down the pike because people don't, you know, aren't very rational when it comes to that sort of thing. But if you trust the technology, let's go. Now, I don't know if you can use that to see if it breaks the plane of a goal, though. That one's the issue. But no chains. I guess there's no chains at all. So if this comes to the NFL, I would imagine they would have to change. DJ and Bucky Brooks would have to change the name of their podcast.
To what?
can't be move the sticks if there's no sticks.
Move the Hawkeye.
And there's no move the chains on Sirius XM.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, so, what is the name? That's a good name for that.
I don't know. Move the shadow, because that's what it looked like. But I saw it. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm in. Let's go. Let's use it in the NFL. Another thing I got to ask all my friends in operations. All right, James Cook is going to join us from Georgia. Guy pissed me off on New Year's Eve. Flat out.
You going to tell him that?
Really. Honestly, I rang in the new year with spite, thanks to this man coming up.
Are you going to let him know that?
Don't I always let everyone know how I truly feel when they come on the program?
For the most part, you do, yeah.
I just said it. I'll say it to him again.
Well, he wasn't on, is what I'm saying.
Should I introduce him? He's the man who pissed me off on New Year's Eve.
I think that's the way to go.
Woj just tweeted, guys, Frank Vogel's out.
Is this for real this time?
Is this for real, real?
Is Woj saying he's letting him know?
The Lakers have dismissed Coach Frank Vogel, according to him and Ramona.
That happened just down the street, man.
It's like right there. Should we go out and get a comment as Frank's leaving the building?
No, ask Woj.
Oh.
Woj knows it all. Dude, just put this out one more time, man. I've never seen anything like this.
Ever?
Mm-mm. No.
This is coming off the month of March. We saw a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah.
I have never seen Frank Vogel's coached his final game for the Lakers, a decision that's expected to be shared with him as soon as Monday.
So who's telling Woj?
And saying, yeah, who's telling Woj and then not telling Frank? Well, it's somebody who knows how long the search is going to be and how expansive it will be and the fact that there's no clear front runner. Same person told him. I've never seen anything like that. And then the Lakers verify it with their actions the next day. Well, I guess they informed him today. The expectation of the information
has been met today with the knowledge of yes.
Yes.
Rich, that's why Woj gets reportedly $9 million a year in a new contract.
Is that right? To salute, man. Good for him.
You think Claire Rothman's the one who's giving Woj all this stuff?
Claire Rothman.
Smoking cigarettes?
She's still with
figuring
us.
Figuring out how to book the forum?
How to book the forum, right?
By the way, it was on tomorrow's program. Solomon Hughes.
Yeah.
The gentleman excited. Who plays Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
So Brockman,
what
I was
a great
thinking,
job he's doing on that show.
Brockman, I was thinking we'd go get Kareem jerseys tonight and have Solomon autograph those. Think about it.
I'm not going to do that.
All I'm saying is save the receipt because that is not being reimbursed by Rich Eisen Productions.
No. I've never gotten
there's
reimbursed.
There's not much human resources. There's not much of a back office, so I'll just run it up the flagpole and run it right back
down. I'm head of HR, Rich.
Yeah, tell you that's on you, sir.